if I traded it all.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It is beautiful out there, and it's a great day to be networking. I'm now every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 1. I'm so excited about my new spot here. I've been here for 13 years doing all of this on a different time, and now I'm here every day, Monday through Friday, networking with you guys out there. And I have people from all over on my show because people can call in. And my first guest, I want to go in with you. I'm so excited. This is about our third or some fourth time on my show. I have with me Deborah A. Olson, and she is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Guys, sorry about this. This is about girls right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. It's so awesome to be back with you today. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
So tell everybody a little bit about you, what you do, and why you wrote the book. But then I want to talk a little bit about your counseling practice a little bit because it's real important. It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. So my business is Galleria Counseling here in Houston. My office is in the Galleria area, which is a very busy metropolitan center, a lot of shopping, a lot of restaurants. It's a real hub of the Houston activity here. And that's where my office is. And I see mostly women and work with women at all different ages going through all different things throughout the lifespan. So my focus is primarily women's emotional health. My background is I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in clinical psychology. And I went away for special certification after that to get advanced training in women's emotional health. So I do have special training in postpartum issues such as anxiety, such as depression in the postpartum period. And then I treat women all through their lifespan for all different things, from menopausal issues that come with that stage of life to emptiness, transitional issues, divorce issues, you name it. There's all kinds of things that we women deal with. So that's who I work with in my clinical practice. And my book came out of that after years of working in clinical practice as a women's emotional health specialist. And also my first career was in nursing. So I worked as an RN in OBGYN. So I had that as my first career. And all of that together, I tied it up into a book called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection, which came out last March.
So I'm going to ask you something. By the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you how the healing power, our friendships with women, helps us with our emotional health. How does that help
us? I'm sorry.
How does having friendships, women's friendships, especially for women, how does that help us with our emotional health?
Right, right, exactly. So what happens when we have actual face-to-face contact with our female friends, when we gather with them, have lunch with them, we hug, we talk, we verbalize things, we share, there is an actual reaction in our bodies chemically that happens, from the endorphins to the wonderful dopamines that are released in our brains, all these things that happen to us, oxytocin is released. And what we're now finding from the research is that over time, what happens when we gather with our girlfriends and we experience those beneficial hormonal releases, over time, that actually has a wonderful impact on our health. And the studies are now telling us that what they think is happening is when we gather with our girlfriends on a regular basis and we actually put this into practice, we actually get a benefit in terms of our cardiovascular system, so our hearts benefit. We get definitely a big impact on our emotional health, on our well-being in terms of our moods and those kinds of things. But overall, they think there's a protectant value that comes from it. And so what that equates with is not only a happier life, not only a healthier life, but most importantly, a longer life. And that's where the real benefit comes in. We actually live longer if we practice this on a regular basis.
Well, here's another thing. I mean, has anyone even, I know you were talking about how we get together and we hug and we do all of those warm and fuzzy things with one another, but How about anyone that has had the experience when your girlfriend, and even if it's a longtime friend from a long time ago, and they call you up, everyone can feel that emotion that you feel really good, really, really neat afterwards. I know men maybe have the same thing, but it's obviously quite different. We're going to open up the lines to the audience if it's okay with you, Deborah. I'd like to offer everybody to get entered in to win a copy of the book. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends. You know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, okay? And yes. I mean, what a wonderful thing. Maybe you want to give this to your special girlfriend. Wouldn't that be really neat to give her a copy of the book? Read it, the two of you. It's a great book to even use as if you, I remember you saying in book clubs, and all us women love those book clubs too. So call in here, get entered in to win. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life, you know, your best life through female connection. Our number here is 602-277-5369 and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. Now, I'm going to let everyone call throughout the rest of the show for the book. I mean, and it's an awesome book. I've read the book. And you've been on many, many times. So we've experienced what it's like. And woman to woman, just talking to you, I feel a connection.
Yes, I feel the same connection to you as well, Carol. And we've talked about this over the last few times when I've been on your show about how, you know, when you just talk about this with other women, there's this bond that we have that is a wonderful, wonderful bond. And the more we gather and talk and share, the more this bond grows. And I feel like I know you, Carol, already. I've been in your studio and did your show last April.
Yeah.
And then we've done a couple long distance with me here in Houston and you there in Phoenix, but I loved being with you in your studio and I love the connection like we're doing right now. And it's awesome because it's so worth it. And we women do have this certain connection that we just feel it's a kinship. And one of the things I did for my book is I circulated a questionnaire that I designed with five questions on it. I circulated it throughout the U.S. and I got those back. And I looked at trends. I looked at what women are really desiring in their female friendships. And I asked questions like, what do you bring to the friendship table? And what are you looking for in a true friendship? What does that look like to you? What are those qualities you desire? And people said things like, my girlfriends just get me. They get me like my husband can't get me. They get me like other, you know,
in a
people
different
in my
way.
Life. Yeah, in a different way. It's just a female to female thing. We just get each other. We understand where each other's coming from. And one of the things I did in my book is I designed end of chapter discussion questions. So each chapter has a whole list of discussion questions that are wonderful for book clubs and for all kinds of different church Bible studies or synagogue meetups or whatever you're involved in at your place of worship. This is designed for women's groups, no matter who they are, where they meet, or what age group. And what's really cool now is I'm getting emails from people I have never met. They are emailing me through my Galleria Counseling website, and I'm getting these delightful emails. I just got one the other day from some lovely ladies in Omaha, Nebraska. I've never met these ladies. They started reading my book. These are new friends that have not known each other very long. They just started their own book club. The reason they started it is the lady that's in charge of the book club became a widow and got a diagnosis of breast cancer all within a very short period of time. She read my book. It was given to her by a friend who said, read The Healing Power of Girlfriends. You need this right now. You're going through big stuff. She read my book. She said, wow, that is powerful. I need to give this to some people that I know. I'm going to start my own book club. So she gave it to her friends. All of these people came together. Many of them had never met before because this was her friend group. And they are now reading my book. They have emailed me how powerful it is. And chapter two, they said, is one of the most powerful that they've just really gotten into. And they told me why. And they are emailing me regularly, sharing things about what this book is doing for them.
How cool is that? Hey, listen, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk further. But let me tell you guys, this book is awesome, whether it's just for you as an individual. You want to have a friends. You want to give it to them in a book club. Wonderful thing. Give it to your book club for everybody for the for Valentine's Day. Our number here, call in, is 602-277-5300. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100.
if I traded it all, if I gave it
all. Welcome back, everyone. We've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win the book. It's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Maybe, you know what? You can, even if you're a man who knows that your wife has this really cool girlfriend, you can call in too, and you can get one and give it to her for Valentine's Day. That would be really nice of you. Also, if you are doing a book club or anything like that, this book is really great for that, especially for the fact that at every end of each chapter, there's a discussion. Questions that you can talk a little bit about. And you can get the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and even Target.com. But we've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered throughout the rest of the show. Our number here is 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. I love the book. I think that most women would, there isn't a woman that wouldn't relate to it. I do have to say something, Deborah, because I got it was funny, but you were going on a little bit and I couldn't interrupt you. When you were talking about how women really connect and everything like that. We have to admit, though, sometimes they cannot be so nice. You know, we know that. And if I remember correctly, there's a part in the book about that, too, correct?
Yes, yes. I do address what
sometimes they're not nice at all.
That's true. We have a chapter in the book where I address toxic friends and drama queens and all of those kinds of things because we know that comes up. That's part of life. We do meet what we call difficult people. And so I get a lot of questions from people when I travel around and do my book tours, and people want to know, you know, how do I handle this person who's really toxic, and these are the things she's been doing, and what should I do? And so we talk about that, and there are some real good solutions for that that are in the book, and they're laid out. And when we meet difficult people, we do want to know how to, you know, really deal with that in a healthy way so that we're the emotionally healthy one. Because we will meet, if you live long enough on planet Earth, you will come into contact with people that just aren't nice. They just don't play nice. And so we do have to learn how to, in a very healthy, emotional, highly functioning way, how to deal with those people.
Now, you've also got a new website that you just launched that you wanted to talk about. Just real quickly, go ahead.
Yes. So I do have a brand new website. My old website, which I've put on here before, is galleriacounseling.com. Real easy. You can email me from there. All my events are on there. Everything I'm involved in is on there. Also, I have a brand new website, which is at Deborah, my name, which is D-E-B-O-R-A-H, the long spelling of Deborah, dash, and then my last name, Olson, O-L-S-O-N.com. And on there, again, all the speaking engagements that I'm doing, all the events that I am involved in, you can also see where the book is there. There's a link to Amazon from there that you can click on and go right there and buy the book if you like. There's a lot of information about the book on that website, and we're also getting ready to do a seminar at Sea Girlfriend Cruise March 22nd out of Galveston for 1 week, March 22nd.
How fun is that?
So fun, and people are signing up right now. I had two ladies call me yesterday, and they said, we saw your ad in the local magazine. We loved it. We want to sign up right this minute. And they gave me their credit card over the phone, and they're going with us. So that's coming up. I just want to throw that out there. That's also at Deborah-Olson.com if anybody wants more information on our girlfriend cruise.
Start in by calling here and getting this book, and I'm going to connect you with her. The number to call here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. I'm letting everyone call throughout the rest of the show for it. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, women and their emotional health issues. I mean, and I know you guys are like thinking, oh, yeah, you guys got them. But women, you know what? We do. We do have emotional health issues. You're a specialist in it. So let me ask you, what are the struggles that we deal with?
Yeah, so, well, let's just talk a little bit about what happens when a woman gives birth, because I think that's something that a lot of people relate to, and we see in the news information on postpartum depression and those kinds of things. So that's just a really good example that kind of pulls in everything. When a woman gives birth and then she goes home with this brand new baby, one of the things we know that happens is sleep deprivation happens real quick, because we know that new babies don't sleep very much. So mom is dealing with being sleep deprived up at night, feeding the baby, comforting the baby. The baby's fussy. Mom's up with the baby at night. Maybe dad is too. And so we know sleep deprivation sets in. The other thing that goes on during postpartum is the hormones are trying to return back to the pre-pregnancy state. And so the hormones are in fluctuations. And when we have hormonal fluctuations, we know that that also has an impact on our brain chemistry. So our moods are affected. So mom is now sleep deprived and she's dealing with hormonal fluctuations all at the same time. And you roll that all up together. And what can happen, not in every case, but we can see postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety set in during that postpartum period from those things that kind of mix a, I would call it a real unhealthy, volatile mix of emotions, and the systems become dysregulated with the sleep deprivation, and all that dysregulation sets mom up for some issues that can be very, I would say, life and death in some cases where it becomes a severe state.
Yeah, it is. And people, we become a little bit verklempt is what happens. And, but not only just then, but a lot of times within our lives, you know, you mentioned a little bit also for that you help people with, menopause and things like that. But I think women in general, right, whether they've been gone through, you know, whatever there, I think even teenagers would, you would admit maybe even have the same issues, right?
Right, absolutely. From the time that a girl starts having her monthly menstrual cycle all throughout life, and then we go into the menopausal time, the monthly cycles definitely do wreak havoc sometimes on our emotions. And that does cause us to have emotional ups and downs as well. And if you're a woman, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it to women because they get it. But it is something that we all deal with. And one of the things that also happens with us is we are going through life transitional phases and chapters as our hormones are also going up and down. So, for instance, for a mother that is now an empty nester, that's a big change for a mom that has had kids in the nest for maybe 2 decades, and all of a sudden her nest is empty, and she's maybe going through menopause at the very same time that that's happening, which is what I see a lot in my client population. About the time the nest empties out, mom starts to go through menopause. So she's got the menopausal thing going on, which is a huge hormonal fluctuation. And then she's got the emptiness going on, which is just a very big change for a lot of moms. And it's very emotional. And all of that together can be a very difficult transitional time.
Absolutely. And I know women can really relate when that happens. Many other reasons why to read the book. And again, it's for women. It really is. Especially if you, just have girlfriends that you want to read this and just relate to, you'll read it and then you'll give it to your girlfriend to read. Then they'll give it to their girlfriend to read. But also if you have a book club, it's a great, great book for that. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. It's written by Deborah A. Olson. You can check it out on her website, Deborah, which is the long spelling, -Olson.com. You can also go to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Target. Oh boy, we better hurry up, huh? And we've got our lines open here for everybody to get their, to get entered in to win. And I'm letting everyone call throughout the rest of the show. And this is, you're listening to this, even if you know someone that would love the book, give us a call here, 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You know I can hear that you're having issues a little bit with the phone, but tell me, you know, how to balance, how do people do that? How do women balance their life when, you know, once they're dealing with all of this?
Well, balance is really key. And I do talk a lot about wellness and life balance in my sessions with women, because I'm a big believer that we wear a lot of hats. We do a lot, whether we're a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, whatever phase of life we're in, empty nester or a nest full of kids. We wear a lot of different hats. We come good for a lot of different things. And having some time that we set aside each week for ourselves, and especially time to connect with our girlfriends, is not optional, I like to say. It's mandatory. And I think one of the things we women do is we put ourselves last, and we see if we can sandwich in at the end of the week or at the end of the month or whatever it is, a little bit of time with our girlfriend, and we try and just sandwich that into a tiny little piece of available space on the calendar, rather than what I like to see women do and what I tell them when I talk to them on my book tours is schedule that girlfriend time, that girlfriend lunch. Look at that as that's my mental health time. That's as important as going to the doctor exercising and eating healthy. And that's what the research is telling us now.
I'll tell you something. It is so important. I'm sorry to have to cut you off. It is so, so, so important, guys. And not only for just women, almost anyone, you got to know you have to balance your life. But this book is a wonderful book for women. Call in here. Get the book. The number is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. The Healing Power of Girlfriends.